RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate your big voice, man, but you got the name wrong. B. Scott in for the OG John Lopez today. In fact, me and B. Scott were just chopping it up in around the NFL. We were talking about how there's going to be four 1,500-yard rushers if we get some good performances out of one Derrick Henry, which I am anticipating versus the Steelers, and Bijan Robinson in Week 18. And that's the first time that it's happened since 2012, which what does that say about the league? League is running a football, baby, and there's a certain like vacillation that happens in the league when it comes to, you know, when teams decide to be more aired out, more fast, more speedy versus being more run the football, more physical. And it feels like right now in the league that has been the trend, is that teams are going to running the football, being physical, and working off of that. Some of that is what defenses have done in putting the Iron Dome up that Vic Fangio has helped bring into the league with the two high safeties and the covered shells. And some of it is also defenses playing with a lot of nickel, a lot of five defensive backs. So there's only, but, you know, having, what is the math on that? Six?
Six, yeah. Five,
six in six, the box, seven, as opposed, yep, to having seven, eight guys in the box being big and strong. And so, yeah, you're seeing that happen. And that's such an interesting dynamic that happens. But that's one of the reasons why you got to love, one, Jalen Petrie being a big nickel and playing with that physicality. But then also the way that this defense plays in general, they're just dogged. The physicality, whatever the size is, does not matter. They in there hitting, they in there taking on blocks, all of that willingly.
I made the point too while we were in the break that, you know, despite what they might tell you, most guys don't really want to tackle. Like even if they do, they don't want to do it, to use Marshawn Lynch, over and over again. But this defense, and credit to them, talking about the Texans defense, that is, they seem like they kind of do. Like, they have maniacs. Seth Payne did a video like this on his YouTube where he's talking about how maniacal the Texans defense is. And really from just front to back, like their defensive line, all of those guys are maniacs. The linebackers, certainly Azeez Al-Shaair, we've seen plenty of examples of it.
Hey, shout out to Henry Toto.
I was just about to get to that. Henry Toto, who yesterday we did, who had the most impressive game, and I got cute and went with Derek Stingley. I think the actual answer to that was Henry Toto. He had an amazing game. But even the defensive backs on this team, Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, these are guys, and I know Kalen Bullock is more known for his athleticism, not for tackling, but he does actually seem willing for the most part. That's not his strong suit. But Jalen Petrie, Kamari Lassiter, guys are maniacs. I love seeing it from this defense, how they approach tackling. Even when they miss some, it seems like they really want to tackle, contrary to my belief of how a lot of defensive players actually operate, especially on the back end. But then also, to the point about this running back renaissance, I'm having a lot of fun watching running backs do they thing.
Dude, I don't think that there's much more, maybe not fun. There's not a single thing, I'll go ahead and say this, in sports that is more demoralizing than, you know what I'm about to do? I know what I'm about to do. And what I'm about to do is run through your face.
Yeah.
Shout out to Marshawn Lynch one more time.
Yeah.
That is where the league is. Like, the reason why football dominates in America, if we are honest with ourselves, we enjoy the violence.
Yeah.
Right, we could talk about the tactics And I don't remember what coach it was that was like, football is nothing but life marked out in 100 yards. That all sounds good. We like the violence, baby. We like the violence. It ain't nothing more violent than you right there. Come get me because I'm running through you.
Yeah, it's something to be said for how the game evolved into a passing game, to a largely a passing game, where at least that's what a lot of the entertainment value is predicated on. But let's not forget, and this happened before any of us in here were born, but what people fell in love with about the game was exactly that, the violence. And so we still get to, and then the running back position specifically, I think, encourages said violence, right? Because he's trying to run through your face and you got to meet force with force, right? And so, yeah, man, Derrick Henry on the other side of you, you got to make that bit. Are you about it or are you not? You know, because you're about to get tested. He's coming right at you, and he's Derrick freaking Henry. And a lot of guys run with a similar style. I know Bijan Robinson is a different type of style, but strong, fast, athletic, elusive, all of those things. Christian McCaffrey, I think, because he's so good as a receiver, underrated for how much of a bowling ball he actually is and how difficult he is to tackle.
Dense dude.
Yes, very much so. So, I don't know, man. I'm having a good time watching this running back renaissance and watching the defensive players have to adjust to, oh, everything is, we're kind of planning around air raid, and I'm using that in air quotes because I know it's not air raid, but we're planning for that type of style of football. And then here comes somebody going to just running right into our face.
And that's what's been funny about the Texans this year, if you allow me to bring it back home, is they, and I think this is very clearly from D'Amico Ryans down, they wanted to be kind of that style of team.
Yeah.
I think they see what is pretty evident in the league, which is the zag has been, all right, well, you know.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Lot of nickel, smaller, faster defenders. And so you zig by going, all right, well, we are going to run the football and force you to be able to stop the run. Except this year, you did not get to be outside playing with all the fun of Derrick Henry, yeah, and Jonathan Taylor and James Cook and Bijan Robinson, because your equivalent was Joe Mixon, and he ain't come outside to play.
Yeah.
And now we are headed into week 18, and we have gotten no clarification on what the injury initially was, what the update is, whether he's 60% healed or not. Shout out to the Astros.
Yeah, we didn't even get a Yordan level update.
And remember,
it's bare minimum, baby.
Remember, there was weeks ago, Ian Rapoport was like, yeah, he's not going to play this year. And Joe Mixon got on his social media, on his Twitter or X account or what have you, and was like, y'all just calling a cap, essentially.
Yeah.
Where the cap at? Like, Joe Mixon has not played. It's hard to believe that he will play, because even if he gets back to practice, which he is not, the ramp up is necessary, and I don't even know if there's enough football for you to ramp up to. So at this point, Joe Mixon is clearly not playing this year.
Yeah.
And I kind of just want to, like, mourn that, if you will.
Had you not already? And look, I have dealt with grief, man. I understand mourning is not a one season thing, but I long came to accept that Joe Mixon, like, I even had a little fun with it I forget even what game that was when I saw him in the concourse. But I'm like, man, that dude not playing. You know, I guess we had fun with it at the time, but he not playing. And then when I hear Payne and Pendergast talk to Texans general manager Nick Caserio, there was no optimism. Like, he stopped short of saying everything but Joe Mixon will not play for us again, certainly not this year. But when he says stuff like, we're getting pretty late in the game here, that's pretty, I mean, if you're reading between the lines, that's pretty close to that guy's not going to play for us this year. So, yeah, no, I would have liked, I'm with you on mourning it just from the standpoint of, would have liked to have seen Joe Mixon play for this team at some point, and certainly it would have been a great story if they could go into the playoffs, especially after what they've done this year, responding to the 0-3 start, to the 3-5 start with an 8-game winning streak, to win double-digit games with an opportunity to win the division at the end of the season. And then sort of the cherry on top is, oh, yeah, we're going to add Joe Mixon, a fresh Joe Mixon for the playoff run. We might have to go on the road. We need this type of body. Joe Mixon, all the credit in the world to Woody Marks for what he's done as a rookie. But if you just, you have to look at these guys physically. Joe Mixon, like, there's nothing like him on this roster right now in the running back room.
That's the
thing. He's tall. Yeah. He's big. Like, I remember the first time I saw Joe Mixon, I was like, is that Joe Mixon?
Right.
Is that really what he looks like? He's a big dude. So they don't have that. It would have been great to have had it, but Texas is going to have to figure out a way without him. And now begs the question is if he was a one and done, if we'll ever see him again in a Texans uniform.
Yeah, and it sucks because what we saw of him was him putting on a Superman cape week in and week out for 12 weeks, 13 weeks, because he missed five.
Yeah.
In the midst of there, but he just putting out the Superman cape, and I've forgotten the playoff game, so apologies for not adding those to this, what we're talking about, but that was cool. And I also, in mourning him, and like you said, we kind of knew that this was not the case. I had given up the hope that it would happen, but now that it feels as official it's going to get, you got somebody local in town and Aaron Wilson of KPRC2 saying it as well, in addition to the National and the Time and all the things that we talked about.
And have not noticed, unless y'all have seen it, have not noticed Mixon calling cap on this one.
No. What I also feel like I miss is something that was very evident on the defensive side of the football for the Chargers game, which was someone like Azeez Alshire for the offense. You saw the difference leader in not having Azeez.
Yeah.
When it came to versus the Raiders. And then when he got back, you're like, oh, there's a difference. I think you know that Joe Mixon serves as some of that for the offense. We felt it last year.
Yeah, I would even go a step further and say most of that, more than some. If not most, definitely more than some. A lot of that. Like, commands respect. I used to say last year, man, it would be great if the offensive line played with a similar attitude as the running back, you know, and that was last year, of course. But beyond just the play, and the play is important, in the background, that was somebody that could pull anyone's coat and that everybody would listen to, and he ain't around. So that part is definitely legitimate.
And I don't want to do too much mourning without appreciating that this team's going to the playoffs, and some of the reason why they're doing that is because they've been able to run the ball sufficiently. You got to give me a little bit to be able to be the Squidward in the SpongeBob meme where he's looking out the window at watching them frolic. Like, I am watching Derrick Henry do this and Bijan Robinson do this last night and go, damn, we have somebody on the payroll who should be able to do that. But unfortunately, he's not capable of doing that. But salute to Woody Marks, now to Jawar Jordan. I'll even give a salute to Nick Chubb in the way that at least they are being sufficient in helping you run the football in this era where it feels like teams are running the football more.
Hey, I co-sign all of that. I just find it fascinating how this team has won 8 straight games and they do nothing spectacular on offense. Nothing.
What's the closest thing that you would say to spectacular?
I've said it. Possess the ball. Possess the ball. Don't turn it over, which this past game was not the greatest example of that, right? Because they did give the ball away. But just throughout the totality, the best thing that the Texans do offensively is possess the ball.
Mm.
It's a fact. I mean, y'all can go look this up.
Like, no, you're right.
If you look at their numbers, they're only in the top 10. And this was a couple of weeks ago when I was looking at this. But they're only in the top 10 in time of possession and not giving the ball away.
From the 2-1, was the Joe Mixon signing a failure? No. That's the crazy thing. The answer is still no.
I'd do it again.
Like, the answer is no, because he carried you last year.
Ask yourself, would you do it again? And I would be shocked if you were to say that you wouldn't.
All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Coming up next, let's talk about what's popping. Something happened this weekend for another player on this Texans offense that I think gives you some of those Joe Mixon vibes. And I want to ask you about that. Plus, did the West just open up? We'll talk about it next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.